收录品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
系啦，冇错。一月份咧，我哋咧都好想有啲嘅目标啦，系新嘅一年嚟讲吓。咁今日咧，我好开心咧，就请嚟 Walk Richmond 嘅 Coordinator Sharon Meredith 嚟同我哋倾下偈嘅。Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
咁 Sharon 咧就系、是、呢个 Walk Richmond 咧，即系一个步行嘅组啦，喺列治文。咁佢咧就系、是、统筹嘅。咁佢当然啦，就好熟悉点样去建立一啲目标嘅。So I just tell the audience that you coordinate the Walk Richmond.And you must know a lot of setting up goals, right?
I'm certainly got a lot of experience in that area.
咁我哋建立一个目标应该系留意啲咩呢 ？So what should we learn or know when we set up a goal?
One thing you want to be is goals that are going to be achievable. And one of the ways that we can do that is we can use the SMART approach.To help you become more active and reach a healthy weight and increase your fitness level and endurance.
咁Sharon 呢就话呢最紧要呢建立一个目标嘅时候呢就可以实现嘅。咁好多时呢佢哋呢英文嚟讲呢佢哋有呢就有一个好容易记喎叫做 smart goal, 喎即係话好醒目嘅。我哋中文就译醒目但每一个字呢都有意思喎 ,SMART 都全部有意思喎。咁不如由Sharon 呢介绍一下。So, what is S stand for then?
S stands for a specific goal. Mm-hmm. And this goal means that you are actually going to write down what you're specifically going to achieve. If we were going to use walking as an example, for a specific goal, that would be you're going to start off by walking for 30 minutes every day, 5 to 7 days per week. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very specific.
咁第一个呢 ,S 呢就代表 specific, 咁解喎。Specific 呢中文呢我哋亦做好具体啦。咁佢话如果我哋用步行嚟到计呢就可以写低一个好具体我哋可以实现嘅一个目标。譬如话我哋諗住每日行30分钟咁而一个礼拜呢行足7日。咁呢一个呢就是一个好具体有时间有目标地写低一个好具体嘅目标咯。Another one?
The second measurable goal would be measurable, and that means that you are actually going to track or time how far you're walking, what time of day you're going to go out for a walk. You can even track the number of steps that you take. Of course, our ultimate goal is to walk 10,000 steps per day, but even if you start off with 2,000 steps and then see if you can walk a little further the next day, another good goal or measurable goal is to keep a daily log of your walking so that you can remember where you started because after we've walked for a while, we sometimes forget that we're getting better. Mm-hmm. So you want to look back and say, oh, I'm getting a lot better. I'm walking further. I'm taking more steps.
咁呢第二个目标呢就叫做 M 啦。咁 M 呢就係 measurable 咁解喎。Measurable 呢就可以话可以用量度性咁样啦。咁点样系量度呢咁可以呢就係睇下自己行几远啦。或者系屋企系几时去行啦或者甚至系行几多步啦咁。咁一般呢我哋系步行嚟讲呢就建议可以每日行10,000步啦。咁当然可能朋友话哇10,000好似好多喎。咁可以我哋先建立呢个目标系2,000。然后一路一路达到10,000为呢个目标都得㗎喎。咁同埋呢Sharon 呢就建议我哋呢就有一个 log 喎即係话呢有一个日志咁样即係话呢我哋可以记低。譬如话呢我哋今日呢行2,000步啊听日呢可能行2,500步咁一路一路呢睇住自己呢就係、是、有呢个进步喎。咁有时呢有一个日志嚟讲呢对自己呢都有好大嘅鼓舞性㗎喎。咁第三个呢就 A 系点样呢 ?What is A then?
A would be achievable or attainable. And this means that you have set yourself a goal that you know that you are going to be able to achieve. And one of the ways that you can help to achieve your goals is actually to tell your family and friends about the goals that you're set for yourself for the new year. This way, they are going to make you accountable, which I guess is another A as well. Find a walking partner, or ideally it would be nice if you could find a walking group like Walk Richmond, because we will make sure that we motivate you, keep coming out to the walks, so that make sure that your goal is achievable.
例如大家互相鼓励约定一个时间去行，又或者甚至可以参加 Walk Richmond 咁样啦，咁一个组咁佢哋呢就星期六或者星期四呢就有呢个活动嘅，咁大家呢可以按住呢啲时间或者地点呢就可以去到，咁呢个呢都係可以令到我哋嘅目标呢就更进一步可以实现啦。咁R又系咩呢？
And R, we would use realistic steps to reach our goal. If your ultimate goal is to walk 30 minutes every day of the week, you're not probably going to be able to start with 30 minutes. Realistically, you may start for 10 to 15 minutes, maybe every other day, or maybe 5 days a week, until you can slowly increase to your ultimate goal of walking 30 minutes per day.
咁佢話R呢就係realistic咁解喎，咁realistic呢就係比較現實少少啦，咁又要睇下自己嘅情況狀況又係點樣呢，咁譬如話我哋一先開始呢就將佢好具體地成立呢個目標呢，就係每日行30分鐘，咁日日都行咁樣，咁係咪實際呢？可能按人嚟講呢就有啲朋友可能未必係最實際啦，咁如果你話哇我達唔到咁放棄又梗係唔好啦。 咁可以将佢调校得比较实际少少啦。譬如话你真係每日行唔到30分钟嘅话呢，你可以定譬如一日行15、10分钟至15分钟，又或者係我隔一日行亦都得，或者我唔係行7日，我行5日啫咁。咁将呢一个嘅目标呢就定得比较实际少少，自己就真係可以达得到。咁而嚟到成立即係呢个目的嚟讲呢，就比较容易啲係可以达得到啦。
So if people like they have set up a realistic and they have a specific higher goal, they can readjust it, right?
They can readjust it, but they just want to make sure that they're not doing too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
You can run the risk of getting injured. You're going to be demotivated. You'll get tired. So you want to be realistic in having small steps to reach that ultimate goal.
我剛才問就是可不可以說我們短程這個目標是這樣，長程的目標是這樣，當然是可以啦。但是呢就是Sharon說有時我們可能看到長程的目標就是雄心壯志，很多時候他說定得太高或者太 太快去达到一些好远嘅目标嚟讲呢，可能对有啲朋友嚟讲呢就未必係最适合嘅，或者我哋有时呢会定得咁高嘅时候呢自己会攰咗啦，咁或者有时灰心咗啦，话点样唔得㗎啦，唔做啦，咁有时呢就会有另外呢啲咁嘅情况出现。所以佢话呢喺定呢一个长远嘅目标嚟讲呢， 都係要睇下夠唔夠現實啦。譬如話我哋可以用一啲細細嘅目標先，咁然後呢就現實少少，咁呢對自己嚟講呢都係一個好處喎。好啦，最後一個係T喎，究竟T係咩呢？
T would stand for timely or time specific. So when you're setting up a goal, you want to have a time when you want to try to accomplish that goal. So we don't want the goal to go on all year long, but maybe you want to walk 30 minutes per day within 1 to 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a specific time when you will be able to reach your goal. Or you may want to walk every day after 8 weeks of progressing at a reasonable pace.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that you have a time when you want to ultimately achieve your goal.
咁最尾嗰个 T 呢就係 timely 咁话喎。timely 呢就意思比较即係有时间性啦，即係及时啦。咁就好多时呢就係即係将个目标呢就具体咗喺个时间嗰个考虑啦。咁譬如话我哋每日諗住行30分钟日日都行嘅。咁譬如话将呢个目标係定喺一个月或者两个月期间係睇下点样咁样。咁可以有呢一个时间性咧，就限制自己睇下自己达唔达得到，或者会唔会急得滞唔得，或者将佢调校下，或者系哇已经达得到，又可唔可以再 set 个另外一个长远少少嘅目的咧？咁样咁，所以咧佢话 timely 嘅意思咧，就系可以将呢啲时间嚟讲咧，就系令到自己咧可以有得跟进翻咁样样。So smart goal is really good and it's easy to remember. Smart.
It is. And really, if you want to ultimately reach your goals, make sure that you chart your progress by recording your time, distance, how far you're walking, and how much effort you're putting into each session of your activity. And by taking some small, realistic steps and tracking your changes over time, you'll be more likely to meet or even exceed those goals.
咁佢话最主要咧就系如果我哋咧真系好似有日志或者有啲情况咧可以记录低譬如我哋呢啲目标啊，尤其是我哋进行呢一啲系 fitness 方面啦，系即系帮助身体嘅方面嘅嘢咧，咁我哋可以试下啲时间可以譬如达得到几多啦，或者距离又点样咧，同埋自己系摆咗几多功夫落去咧，咁嚟到达成一啲譬如话用啲细小嘅方面咧，嚟到去慢慢咁样嚟现实地咁进行，咁咧对自己嚟讲咧都系一个好处嘅。So coming year is a whole year. So should we like break it down? Maybe for the first month to start first for the smart goal. Do you recommend that?
I would certainly start with smart goals, and I think what will happen over time is that you will naturally know how to set goals for yourself as you progress into other areas of health and fitness. The really most important thing is to reward yourself also when you reach those goals. Once you've reached those accomplishments, we need to reward ourselves. Maybe a new book to read, a new pair of walking shoes, a nice massage. We want to make sure that we're celebrating when we ultimately reach our goal.
咁呢佢话呢就係呢可以呢就係用时间啦，可能一个月两个月咁我哋定一个。但是呢有时呢好多朋友对 smart goal 就唔係话好熟悉去定立啦。咁所以呢先试下喎下自己可以点样好具体嘅有量度性嘅可以容易实现嘅现实嘅同埋可以时间性嘅咁样。咁如果真係喺一个月或者两个月自己达得到嘅话呢，佢话最好呢其实呢都系奖励下自己下。可能呢达到咗之后呢奖励下自己，譬如话买本新书睇下啦，或者呢买对新嘅波鞋啦，又或者去个 massage 啊，点样都好啦。咁有少少奖励嚟讲咧，对自己嚟讲咧，都系有一个可以系激励到自己系进行呢、這、一个即系活动嘅。咁咧就呢一、這个咧就系讲紧 smart goal 啦。So any other tips for achieving the smart goal?
Again, I can't emphasize enough to make sure that you share your goals with your friends and families. They will make you accountable. And what I'm also hoping is that your goals will rub off on your family members, and especially the younger generation. If you have grandchildren or children in your family, we want to make sure that we're setting a good example for that next generation to become more physically active and healthier.
咁佢话呢其实另外一个呢亦都系好嘅 tips 呢，点样达到呢一个嘅目标呢，就系同屋企人或者朋友去分享。咁因为同人分享咗之后呢，就呢个目标呢就有其他人可能呢就提醒你呀，你今日做咗未呢，咁同埋呢如果能够做得到嘅话呢，其实对我哋下一代无论系仔女又好或者系孙呀嗰啲下一代呢，其实对佢都系一个激励，因为佢睇到父母或者婆婆嫲嫲或者都系可以做得到，咁对佢哋嚟讲咧都系一个激励嘅。咁今日咧就先好多谢咧阿 Sharon 咧同我哋介绍咗好多喺新年期间咧我哋要做呢一个目标嘅时候点样可以做呢个 smart goal。Thank you so much Sharon for sharing this in best information for us to set up our New Year resolution smart goal. Thank you very much。咁我哋节目时间也差唔多，祝大家愉快周末，拜拜。
Bye bye and thank you for having me. All the best for the New Year.